The committee set up by the Ministry of Health to look into the Tobinco FDA fake drug saga yesterday presented its report to the sector minister, Shelly Aiti. The committee indicted both the Food and Drugs Authority and Tobinco Pharmaceuticals for lapses which culminated in the release of unregistered drugs into the country. The chairman of the committee and deputy health minister, Dr. Alfred Tiasugri, said the process of drug registration was found to be fraught with many challenges, including lack of transparency. For the details, here is Justice Mingo's report.
On the 27th of October this year, the Minister of Health, Shelly Aiti, out of concern about allegations and effects of these on the international reputation of the country, set up a ministerial committee chaired by the Deputy Sector Minister, Dr. Alfred Tiasugri. It was to review governance and leadership processes in the regulation of imports, as well as stakeholder issues on importers and local producers, and advise the ministry on steps to take to avoid the recurrence of challenges. The five-member committee indicted both the Food and Drugs Authority and Tobinco Pharmaceuticals for sidestepping regulations related to the importation of drugs into the country. Dr. Tiasugri, the chairman of the committee, spelled out what went wrong.
We realized that there was a nonsense at the Food and Drugs Authority as a regulator. There's a drug registration committee within the Food and Drugs Authority, but that committee hardly met. In fact, we realized that for 4 years it never met. We also realized that there wasn't transparency when applications were sent to the Food and Drugs Authority for permits to import these drugs. Sometimes it will delay so much, and the information to the person who is applying for the permit might not come in good time, and or sometimes might not come at all. Apart from these lapses within the administration, we realize that when the drugs finally arrive at the port, the process of clearing the drugs from the port into the system has some challenges. And all those are supposed to be controlled by the regulator, the Food and Drug Authority. That's what Act 851 of Parliament gave them. One of the things we realized was that some companies, including Tobinco, brought in drugs which might not be registered or the registration had expired. And so when the drugs get to the harbor, the Food and Drugs Authority would give a permit with what we call detention permit. The Food and Drugs Authority failed to follow up to see to it that those drugs which came in, for which they are keeping their warehouses, are stored there and not distributed. No fake drug or serious drugs or substandard drug can enter this country if the Food and Drugs Authority is up and doing what they are supposed to be doing. If they are using the powers given to them by the Act 851. If the companies concerned are going to be fair with us, they will not have done what they did. So people will not have released the drugs in the market, knowing very well that they were yet to be registered.
Dr. Sugri also indicated what the law says on the issue.
Parliament gave authority to the Food and Drugs Board, now the Food and Drugs Authority, to, as the regulator, to control the entrance of fake drugs or substandard drugs into the country. That means that if you have to import a drug, there are some key things you have to do. One, you must register the drug with the Food and Drugs Authority, and in the course of that registration, you need to have some real analysis from a good laboratory from the country in which you are importing the drugs. And when the drugs are brought in here, after you have registered those drugs with the Food and Drugs Authority, you need to get a permit from the same Food and Drugs Authority to be able to take them out from the harbor.
Receiving the report, Madam Shelly Aiti reprimanded the former chief executive of the Food and Drugs Authority, Dr. Kwabena Opuni, and the board chairman of FDA, Samuel Asante Boateng, for failing to appear before the committee. She said they will be referred to the chief of staff for disciplinary measures since they are public offices. Madam Aiti elaborated further.
Sadly, the committee invited the board chairman of the Food and Drugs Authority and the former chief executive officer, but they all refused to appear before the committee. The report will be admitted, the recommendations will be implemented without prejudice to anybody. We'll also look at the collaboration between the Ghana Standards Authority and the Food and Drugs Authority, because the Ghana Standards Authority has all the requisite facilities that can be used to analyze any drugs intended into the country. Must be able to develop a working relationship between the Ghana Standards Authority and the Food and Drugs Authority.
Madam Shelly Aiti said Mr. Asante Boateng is also to be prosecuted on charges of conflict of interest for being the board chairman of FDA and at the same time being a consultant to Tobinco.
That was Justice Mingle's report.